A hypothetical. If your neighbor buys Enlist One and Instinct Next Gen and you buy them with True Choice, what's the difference? An extra $5,000 in your pocket? Don't miss out. Get up to 10% back with True Choice at Corteva.com/save now.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
She heard it out of Miss Bliss.
There was so many people in the limelight, and it was all from the heart. Now it's all time.
Baby, like, what up, Chuck? What it do here? What it is, Bliss? Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. Baby, like, what up, Chuck? What it do here? What it is, Bliss? Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
We are here.
Yes, we are.
We are live and direct. Oh, man. DJ Head doesn't have a mic over there.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
It kind of sucks, man. Chuck Gizzle.
Yes, yes.
Miss Bliss, this is Homegrown Radio Live.
Homegrown.
We are bringing radio back to its roots. Right here on homegrownradio.net. DJ Head, you over there? What you doing? You want to grab that mic? What you doing? Grab that one. That one over there. You take that one with you. Say something. No. One more
time. Is it on?
There we go.
There we go. Got it.
Yo, it's always a trip because we got so many other shows on the network.
Yeah, niggas be doing all kind of crazy ass shit.
Mics and I don't know whose mic is number what, but we're here live tonight, man. Got a great show for you as always, man.
Bang.
First of all, I know Miss Bliss has this, maybe a part of the Bliss business, but definitely got to recap.
You know it was going to be part of the Bliss business. Stop playing.
Recap that Homegrown stage.
Yes, that shit was
over
crazy.
Over at the Real Show, man. We'll talk about that. Man, that was
Bliss just, is going to recap the Homegrown stage.
Oh, my God. It's going down.
We're going to look out for that, man. Also, Walter French is in the house.
Fuck him.
The gold your beard.
Your homeboy with the golden beard.
This nigga got a gold beard.
He got a gold beard, bro.
Nigga's weirdo.
He said it was sanctioned by you.
Negative. I told him when he walked in the studio the first time he dyed his beard, I looked at him and I just shook my head like, what are you doing?
Why?
Why are you doing this?
His he was
like, man,
ass.
You know, I'm just doing something new. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all can see if y'all can see his face right now.
Niggas always do that, know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it's just common folk. Like,
one more time.
What?
Do it again.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta do your mouth like that?
Because that's the way he move around his tooth.
Like,
when he be talking, that's the way he maneuver around it.
So look, we're gonna talk to him when he comes up here, man.
Then he got an obtuse tooth.
An obtuse tooth?
Yeah. That motherfucker just be like, you know what I'm saying? His tooth be making beats.
So now we're going to look at his tooth.
You know we're going to stare at that shit soon as he up in.
Yeah. Fuck Walter Prince.
Let's talk about your tooth.
Let's talk to your tooth.
Oh, talk to
your tooth. Let's interview your tooth.
That shit funny, bro.
What up, right. Tooth?
So look, we got the homie in the house. And also, man, the polls have officially closed
for
to Inbox Music.
Yeah.
And I think I just want to go in and read it right now, man, since we are doing it right now. It was 50-50 at first.
Okay.
Between Jay Ryder, I think I said the name wrong, and the Molly Boys, I believe. And man, they were going at it. I think like 800, 900 votes.
Oh, nice.
Battle. Literally, at like an hour ago, it was 50-50 between them two.
Shout out to whoever that is. They've been voting they motherfucking ass off.
That's dope. Now, and that's what we do, Inbox Music, for. And speaking of which, if you want to submit your record to be on Inbox Music, not only do we play it here live on Homegrown Radio, give you feedback, critique it, and all that, the winner gets interviewed here in addition to having their song added in rotation.
So on HomegrownRadio.net. How long?
Gotta
be clear.
Niggas be running up on niggas in Carson.
Hey, straight up.
Jeez, damn.
You know what I'm saying? With Billy Knight.
Submit that info. Info@HomegrownRadio.net. That's where you want to send it to. All right, goddamn.
You are taking all the shots tonight.
Oh, shit. Yo. At the last minute,
that was so close.
The polls is closed, right?
The polls are fucking
closed. Hey, Chuck is really stuck on stupid. Like,
no.
Chuck, seriously. You do realize it's radio. They can't see your face.
I know. This is crazy, though, because the votes was going back and forth. They pulled off. Jay Riley ended up winning with that turn up. Literally, it was 50-50.
All right, do we got the record?
I'm going to play that later. We're going to do that in a second. Wow, I'm actually surprised about that, man. Shouts to Molly Boy. Shouts to Jay Motti. Jay Riley is the one that won with the turn up, so we'll be hearing from him. Leave next week. If not next week, the week after that. DJ, let's get back into the music, man. What you got for that? The Heads Hit List.
Heads Hit List this week, man. Let's do Hit Boy. It's a record with him and James Fauntleroy. Shot to 1500 or nothing. It's called That's What I Get. I got AV Money Dance. And then one more.
Hey, that shit was kind of tight.
Hey, shout out to homie AV. Shout out to Compton. And shout out to all his fucking fans. They be blowing my timeline up.
That's crazy.
They be going
crazy. They flood my timeline. Them niggas are digital.
Yeah.
Whoever them niggas are in Compton, they got like a one house, you know, because that's where all the niggas that got a computer, they got one. They got one house where niggas just tweeting fuck with me all day. So
it's
shout out to them.
Location. Shout out to them, man. Let's get into the music, man. DJ Heads Hit List. We'll come right back. HomegrownRadio.net.
Homegrown
Radio. Back to Bruce at Homegrown Radio on Instagram, Twitter, of course, Facebook.com/
Homegrown Radio Net.
Right back.
HomegrownRadio.net. Bringing radio back to its roots.
You know what, man? Like, I just want to appreciate. I just want to shout out everybody that came rock with us. You know, all the homies that came rock with us at the Homegrown stage out there at the Forum. It was nuts. It was a big ass stage. It was bigger than what I expected it to be.
Yo, when you text me, dog,
and I sent you that picture.
He sent me a picture literally as I'm driving there. Cause you know when they say you got an outside stage, immediately my thoughts was okay. It's cool. Like I've seen what a remote broadcast is for those that. I've seen like radio broadcasts when they go out there. They have a little stage,
little baby stage,
little baby stage. You know, with the banner up there.
No, that shit was big.
And they asked us for our logo, and they was like, oh, you know, just make sure you send us a nice size logo. And I'm like, all right, the ones we have that we have all over the place. Like, I know it can expand, but you know, this is the biggest we got, so it's whatever. When I seen that picture, head text me as I'm headed to the Forum. When I say that stage was so fucking like, it had to be with like. Like 40 feet by 30 feet.
I don't know. It was
big as fuck.
Put it this way. It was a big ass fucking stage.
The stage just from the ground to the stage was probably a good.
It was like a real stage, a real concert stage. Like that's exactly what it was.
So I mean,
it's crazy.
That shit and stuff. I was like, oh, I showed Tosh like, yo, look at this shit. She was like, oh my god, like I'm gonna cry. I'm like, all right, don't do all that.
Everybody
shit.
Felt like that.
But then when we walked up there, I was like. Yo, this is fucking big. This is
huge.
It was huge. But yeah, I mean, everybody that came out there, I mean, for not only like Homegrown supporters, but people that really kind of laid their eyes on Homegrown Radio for the first time and saw what we were about, and just the response that we got out there was just amazing. And then for the Heads Up at 92.3 to come out there and really like one by one, like from different shows, like shouts to Louis G, man. Shouts out to AO Doc.
Yeah.
Big Boy came out there, rock with us. Everybody from the morning show, I don't want to skip and miss people, but everybody from pretty much the whole staff literally came on stage and was like, yo, y'all did this shit, like for real.
That's amazing.
And for us, I mean, you guys already know our story and everything, but that was just a big moment because it was like, see what the fuck we can do for everybody all this time. They said, you know, local radio, local artists won't win, and you know, L.A. doesn't support and urban music doesn't work in L.A. like that. We just pretty much proved it to them why it does. And it's because of you guys, man. We do appreciate that, man.
And I'm happy to report that Homegrown Radio stage, Homegrown stage will be a part of All Real 923 concerts.
It should be. That's amazing.
It's a staple. It's
that's
official.
Fucking yeah, amazing.
And we fucking kick ass, dog. Yeah. And I want to shout out to the iHeart gods that we appeased, and we pleased them very well with
thank
our.
Thank you, iHeart gods.
Yeah, man. iHeart gods, they thank you. I appreciate it.
Straight up, man.
And you guys really did a good job holding down the stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really gave them a good feel. If they didn't know about Homegrown, it gave them a good feel of who and what Homegrown represented. Yeah. Really
and it felt good
job.
To see it. It felt good to see the staff out there too, man. Not only from you, Miss Bliss, but like from the other for the other shows, like just showing
support,
love, just
yeah,
to support,
that was crazy.
Man. Because it's one thing to go out there and do what we do, but to have the people that's been there, not only supporting, that's been helping though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
To be out there too, man. So thank y'all. Can't thank you enough for being out there and supporting what we did out there. We'll keep you posted on the next go round, man.
We thank you. Thank y'all.
You know what's funny, too? I was just thinking at this. You know how Facebook gives you those updates as far as all a year ago?
Okay.
2 years ago, we did the Homegrown Experience.
That's amazing.
Like, literally, I think it was on the 23rd or 24th.
That's crazy.
Like, 2 years, almost 2 years
look
to
at
this
God.
Day, man.
Won't he do
look
it?
Won't he do it?
That's amazing.
Crazy,
that is really
right?
Dope.
In the house with us right now, man.
Finally.
Okay, yeah, hey.
Finally.
Hey, nah. We got to give him some credit, man. We're supposed to have somebody else on. We bump things up, man. The homie, the homie Walter French is in the house.
Yeah. Walter.
Can you say something real quick? Make sure we got
yo, yo, what's good? It's your boy, Walter French.
You got the wrong headphones on, my brother. Grab that one right there. You there?
Yeah, what's good?
You here?
Hey.
I'm here. All right, man. Walter, how you doing, brother?
Man.
You back, baby? You back, baby?
Yo, can I say something, man? I hate L.A. traffic.
Yes, I can imagine.
We all do.
Yeah, we understand.
Just on a 405.
Listen, it's
listen,
the worst. Like,
fucking
what?
San Diegan.
Bro, there's no traffic out there. We be good.
Nah.
No you traffic.
You got to plan your commute with
out
traffic
there.
Out here.
Yeah,
you know you got to be somewhere just going to tack 20, 30 minutes on top of it.
An hour. Area.
Yeah, usually, depends on where you're going.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like down the street, you got to pack on like 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so,
wow.
True.
Yeah. Walter French, man.
How y'all doing, though, man?
We good, man. We, you know, just recapping at that Homegrown show, man, or the stage at the real show, man.
Oh, man, I want to say congratulations.
Thank
to
you,
guys,
man. Thank you. I did that just for that. I did that just for that.
I was
where your ass was at, dog.
I wasn't even in town or I would have been there.
Oh, okay.
The fuck was you doing, Walter?
Oh, I have my daughter.
Oh, okay. Well, see, yeah, damn, yeah. Now you make me feel bad. God damn.
Nah, you
shit.
Good.
Damn.
No,
I would feel bad.
What?
Not because I was talking to Silas and I was gonna come up there, but it wasn't gonna
too
work.
Much, man.
Yeah, it was too much.
Got priorities. I mean, yeah. I ain't mad at you, man.
No, but man, I love y'all, man. Y'all grinding. Like,
all love, man.
We love you.
Like
too.
Seriously, like to see that logo that big.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that was like,
oh, epic, man.
Showtime. We did that, huh?
Yeah, it's showtime
for sure.
If I was there, then it would have been like way major. But like,
hey, you know what?
It was cool. Like,
I mean, it was cool for what
made
it was.
Bigger, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it wasn't far from home.
I want you to tell
a gold beard and that logo, like, crazy.
I want you to tell the people listening right now how much of a privilege it is for you to be in our presence.
Oh man, let me tell you about it. Nah, man, like y'all, you guys are amazing, man.
Was talking shit about your gold beard and
the moment
you walked into the studio.
No, I walked in the studio. He was already there.
Oh, he was already there.
I walked in the studio and he had a gold beard one day randomly.
Hey, he was like, what the fuck?
In the blue room, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. He was just smiling
doing,
and
nigga?
Shit. He was smiling. I'm like, what the fuck?
He hates me.
On to business, man. Far from home.
Yeah, this is record.
The last time we talked, man, you said, please, let's talk about the record. Last time we talked to you, you had Chillin' Mac and Hangin'. That was the name, the song that you was working at this point, man. We just had you on there just kind of chopping it up. And you were talking about you was working on some, you know, some music.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, the update since then to now. Is this the body of work that you were working on, or did you kind of start from scratch? Let's talk about the experience from then to now. So the folks that heard that past interview or saw it, you know what's going on with Walter French as of now.
Oh, no, I was working on a different album, like a whole different collection of music. But when I was in Atlanta,
okay.
And then when I came back from Atlanta, sat down with Salas, sat down with the label, and we, you know, was trying to figure something out. It didn't go the way we wanted it to, so we went to the side, and I made a whole new album.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So just basically off frustration and just situations I've been through that whole year being signed, and it came out, you know, I thought it came out great, man.
Do you work better under those type of situations where situations don't go the way you expect? So, you know, you don't know, fuck it, I'm gonna prove this person wrong, or like, let me go with the angle. Like, here's one way of looking at it. People say, and this is just a total random reference, people say Mary J. Blige, Keisha Cole make better music when they're going
sad
through
and
shit
depressed
versus when they're happy. So obviously this was not the best of times for you, but it helped you come, you know, create the music. Do you work better under pressure like that, or do you prefer, does it even matter?
Truthfully, I can't even tell you that because I don't need, everything I've ever done has been under pressure.
You
feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I haven't even been able to just sit back and be like, I got it. Like,
let me make some music.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everything I do, someone is challenging me at something. Like, I don't know. So, I'm every time I do a song, I feel like I got to prove myself on this record. I'm never chill. I haven't got to that stage yet to just be calm and just, let's make a song.
Now, like, do you want to get to that point?
I don't know.
You don't know until you actually.
Because, you know, you hear so much stuff now when artists, they say, "Oh, he just doing whatever now because he can," and it's like, I always want to be trying to be the best. Like,
gotcha.
I always want to try to make undeniable music, like, no matter what. But, you know, I'm not to that point to where I can just chill yet. So I don't know how I would be.
Operate,
you know what I mean? I just gotta make sure I gotta keep cats around me that's like, yo, like, stop slacking.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Now, just so we can get an update now, man, what do you feel like the business card track for Walter French as of right now is that we can get into and people can hear?
Like the best track right now? The record that I'm working right now is called Like Me.
Like Me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into that, man. We're going to come right back. This is his business card track. We got Walter French in the house with us right now. It's
homegrownradio.net.
Far From Home is the name of the project. It's available right now. It's on homegrownradio.net. It's everywhere, man. Go on and grab that. Support that. Let's get into it, man. Homegrownradio.net, bringing radio back to its roots. It's Walter French.
Yeah.
And this is also the version without Don Benjamin, because this one is better.
Okay.
Oh.
To me. And this is on Head's Hit List.
Let's go.
He cute,
coming
though.
Right back.
Hi, Don.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is not right. Wanna tour me inside of your baby, what we gon' do right here is I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. So I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me. He can't. So I'ma show you how to do it. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is not right. Wanna tour me inside of your baby? What we gon' do right here?
DJ Head.
He can't do it like me. So I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me. He can't. So I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me. He can't. So I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me.
DJ.
He can't. So
DJ Head.
You're the type with a body, girl.
I love it.
And I'm the type that's gon' like it, girl.
I need it.
I could take you where you never been. I'm in the zone, but I'm not your friend. I'ma put it where you need it. All you need is a little seasoning. You good, but could be better. I'ma need an umbrella. Cause it's
raining up in her. We doing the damn thing, ain't no games up in her. You don't have to be shy, you can change right there. The way I treat you, you gon' wanna tap my name right there. Ha. I'm the guy that can do it. I'm the guy that can do it. I had to say it twice, 'cause I'm that guy and you know it. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is not right. Wanna tour, meet inside of your, baby, what we gon' do right here is I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. The way you bounce it, you a pro, babe. I call you Matty Ice, the way you throw it. You are such a professional. I thought I would let you know. I appreciate a real girl. It's not into the media, know the real world. And a huge fan of the MDs. And not just liking me because of the industry. Ha! You a low down dirty shank. The Jada Pinkett to my Damon Wayans. In that lingerie, you make it levitate. All the synergy that we generate. I can't let this one get away. Make me wanna stay around like a dinner plate. You got this man talking like he booty tank. When you put the tippy tie on that tippy tape. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is how it ride. Wanna tour, meet inside of your, baby, what we gon' do right here is I'ma show you how to do it right. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is not right. Wanna me inside of your, baby, what we gon' do right here?
Alright.
He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. So I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. You're the type with a body, girl.
I love it.
And I'm the type that's gon' like it, girl.
I need it.
I could take you where you never been.
Never.
I'm in the zone, but I'm not your friend.
Nope.
I'ma put it where you need it.
Ah.
All you need is a little seasoning.
Taste.
You good, but could be better.
Better.
I'ma need an umbrella.
Yeah,
it's raining up in her, we doing the damn thing, ain't no games up in her. You don't have to be shy, you can change right there. The way I treat you, you gon' wanna tap my name right there. I'm the guy that can do it. I'm the guy that can do it. I had to say it twice, 'cause I'm that guy and you know it. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is not right. Wanna tour, meet inside of your, baby, what we gon' do right here is I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. He can't do it like me, he can't, so I'ma show you how to do it right. The way you bounce it, you a pro, babe. I call you Matty Ice, the way you throw it. You are such a professional. I thought I would let you know. I appreciate a real girl. It's not into the media, know the real world. And a huge fan of the MDs. And not just liking me because of the industry. Ha! You a low down dirty shank. The Jada Pinkett to my Damon Wayans. In that lingerie, you make it levitate. All the synergy that we generate. Can't let this one get away. Make me wanna stay around like a dinner play. You got this man talking like he booty tank. When you put the tippy tie on that tippy tape. I done been around the whole world a couple times, and you ain't never had a man that can handle the business, and baby, that is how. Two shots of that. Wanna tour, meet inside of your, baby, what we gon' do right here is I'ma show you how.
Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy. Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy.
I think I'm tipsy.
I got that liquid courage in my veins. I got the liquid courage in my veins. Not an alcoholic, but drink on occasions. We like to have fun, party till two or three. Maybe now we should just hit the stars' house. After party in the hills, bring them all out. What I'm thinking is we should be meeting. Stop staring and blinking. Call them over and get it. I don't drive unless I'm sober. We gon' have to call a lift or probably a Uber. Scuba doba, diving it. Pretend you from Jamaica and wine with it. See, I like how you move it. And I see how you twist it. Your body go that way and as I move with it. You well put together, thank God. Whatever's in my cup got me kicked on. I will not stop till I'm on top of you. They say there's more fish in the sea, and you looking like tilapia. Corny lines with a crazy swag. That's what happens when you throw it back. I'm being serious, why you laugh? Oh, you think I'm cute? I can see that. Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy.
I think I'm tipsy.
Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy.
I think I'm tipsy.
I got that liquid courage in my veins. I got that liquid courage in my veins.
Curtis King House, spell it with two S's like it's Hennessy. I'm finna be looking for an exit for this sexy little session with this sexy woman Lexi. For a starter, that's finessing by the head of my collection. I'm a coochie connoisseur, holla at me and get a lesson. I seen you from the door and it was natural selection. Confession, I'ma probably dance off beat and you gon' sing off key if I buy us a couple drinks. What's your drink, baby? Puckers or something with girly flavors? You said Jaeger, fucking Jaeger. Oh, that's amazing. Two shots of that vodka, I be feeling like Kanye. One cup of that rock and you start rubbing on my face. One cup of that Hen and you gon' meet you a lightweight. If we do it again, you know we head into my place. My phone tripping, they keep on going to my space. We need a Uber, use yours, I know they ride late. Soon as we pull up, we fall in like an avalanche. Get to the crib, you wanna give me a lap dance. You ain't gotta say it too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna, Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy.
I think I'm tipsy.
Two shots of that vodka, one cup of that rock, one cup of that coke and Henny. Feel like I'm on top, I think I'm tipsy.
I think I'm tipsy.
Get out my business, stay the fuck up out my business. Cause these niggas all up in my shit and it's my business, stay the fuck up out my business.
Sorry, that was my fault right there.
What happened?
I turned down the wrong channel, man. It's about that time. Damn, I can't even play it off at the back.
It's all good.
It's about that time
for the motherfucking bliss.
Business. What you got for us, Bliss?
Okay, well, I reported back a couple of months ago about Tiana Taylor and Iman Shumpert conceiving a child.
Of course.
They are now engaged, and it all went down at her elaborate baby shower that she had over the weekend. It was really cute, the video that they posted up on Instagram. It's really heartwarming, and so,
what was so heartwarming about? What
She didn't expect it, and the way he did it is when she was sitting there, you know, going through the presents, and he just chopped it up like, yo, I got something to say. Tiana went through the whole thing, like, I love you, and she was just like,
hey, who is like, this Tiana Taylor?
Tiana Taylor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She's knocked up, and now she's engaged.
And you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I know she get a bad rap, Tiana Taylor, a lot, but she's actually like on some real woman shit. She made me a plate one time at the homie BJ house.
Aww.
She like made, like, she was like, you want something? You good? I'm like, no. B bitch, you a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
She actually a singer.
Well, you know what I'm... Well, no, she don't... Never mind. Yeah. She you know mean? She's more Remy Ma than she is Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Is that too much?
I wish the room. I wish it was a snapshot of the room.
Everybody
was like,
what?
Yeah, he's two for two tonight.
Homie Doe's face like, oh.
That wasn't a diss?
No, it wasn't. But
no,
it was
just the.
Remy Miles gets play?
Everything come from you sounds like a diss.
Everything?
Everything.
Yeah, low key.
No matter really? If it's like a. Like a
everything I say sounds like a diss, no matter what
it
is.
Like a diss. You be like, bro, you a good rapper. You be like,
should I? Are you serious? Or are you joking?
Like, man, whatever.
What do you mean by good? Like, I don't.
And speaking of your boy, BJ, he just had his first child. Well, not first child, but no. He just had his child with Tay Heckert. He just had the baby 2 days ago.
I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, you didn't know she was pregnant?
No. I'm just.
You looking around like,
hey, Brandon? Woo, boy.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That's a wild boy. I love hanging out with BJ, man.
Welp.
That nigga throws parties.
Oh. I don't know nothing about that, but.
What you know about?
Anyways.
Bless! You hooked up with the homie?
Hell no. Don't say that on air.
You ain't never had no NBA penis?
No.
Ever in life?
Hell no. Nigga, I'd be on the basketball wise right now.
But you wouldn't be a wife.
It don't matter. I'd be getting
them
checks.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. That's some bullshit. Go ahead.
But last week we said that Lyra Galore and Rick Ross had us cut off their engagement, but they said that never happened. They're still engaged and things are still moving forward.
Let me tell you what happened.
Come on,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, in theory.
In theory, this is what happened. They broke up. He was like, and she realized she was fucked. Like, oh shit, I fucked up. Like, what I'm gonna do? So then she went back over there. You know, they was FaceTiming. She popped it on a handstand. Cause I seen her on the handstand before. You know what I'm saying? And then she got Rick Ross back.
But what was the reason for them breaking up? Allegedly.
Huh?
I heard she cheated.
She cheated? That's on Rick Ross?
That's
no.
That's what I heard.
Well,
get the fuck out of here.
I heard.
Oh, that sounded like a diss too, right?
I heard that he heard about her past and the dudes that she was fucking with in the past, and it had to do with some people that were in the MMG.
Yeah. Her name is Lyra Galore.
Sounds like a porn star.
Exactly.
What are you
last
talking about?
Last name, Galore.
Galore. Okay.
Anyway.
Queen Latifah and Jermaine Dupri, they teamed up to start up.
I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
We got to set that up a little quick.
Queen Latifah,
I couldn't even get it out before y'all was like, wait. Okay. They teamed up to start a new TV show called Rap Game, where they have five.
Ren and Stimpy.
No. They have five young artists between the ages of 12 and 16, and they're looking for the next superstar rap star.
That's dope. That's dope for them.
I think it's dope.
Hakuna Matata.
Memphis, and Toya Wright.
Yes, he does.
We know who those people are. Y'all are aware of who they are.
Yes, okay. Memphis.
Memphis and Toya Wright.
Yes,
they were recently on Untying the Knot.
And what?
Untying the Knot. It's a TV show where people go on there and they want to get a divorce. And this lady, Ann Ziegler, sits down and she separates all their possessions. Like, you take this, you take this.
Damn.
Shit like that. They appraise everything. It's crazy.
Hey, bro. Wait.
So they are getting a divorce.
How long have they been broke up for?
It's been almost a year, maybe. A year.
So, that's right. Because they were together when, at the time, I guess, who
K. Michelle.
K. Michelle. Mm-hmm. She was dissing them or saying like that he beats
like
women
or
whatever.
Like, she better run.
Right. Damn, okay. So now they're broken up.
They're getting a divorce. So the crazy thing about this story is that he said on national TV that she gives him a hall pass for 8 days out of the year to cheat with no questions asked.
Hey, you know what?
Right. But she had to come back and say, like, that wasn't true. They edited it that way. They didn't put her, you know, her answer to it. She said that she gave him the 8 passes because that's what he asked for, but they were already at that point, like, it's over. She was already staying somewhere else, and he was staying somewhere else. And she was like, well, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? She really didn't give a fuck. But the way they edited it, like, she was saying, he doesn't like to follow rules, and this is something that we agreed to, but She said it was edited wrong.
I think that all this stuff can be circumvented with a sister wife.
That's one way of looking at it.
You know what I'm saying? Just get you. Just it's not necessarily I have two wives. It's we have a wife. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Now, do you think that in a marriage, uh-huh. you should get a 8-day hall pass?
No.
To cheat?
You don't need no hall passes if you got two wives.
Bruh, I think it all depends on the individual's relationship.
Okay.
That's really what it boils down to. Two people can be happy together if they want. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you can have situations where if you know what you're getting into before,
right.
and the type of person that you're dealing with, then you might want to set some shit up like that.
Mm-hmm.
In other situations, like Hedda saying, you might want to
go into the situation. Listen, man. Everything is a tripod. You can't stand a camera up on two legs.
I can't do.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you think, Walter? Would you like an 8-day hall pass in your marriage to pretty much do whatever the fuck you want to do?
In my marriage?
While you're married.
If you're married, would you want...
Nah.
Chuck,
I just say why not?
Let me ask you a question.
Why even?
You the only nigga that's married in here.
Right, exactly. I agree.
So since you the only nigga that's married, it's two questions. One, would you be with the hall pass shit? And two, would you want another wife in addition to your wife?
No and no.
Given the opportunity.
No.
You answered it before I even finished the question.
Given the opportunity.
Listen, your wife don't listen to homegrownradio.net.
Given the opportunity.
Your wife don't listen.
Given the opportunity, no. I would
fuck
not.
Fuck you.
I'm saying.
Okay.
No, I'm perfectly happy with my wife.
my situation.
My wife. Yeah. My wife. Good wife. She's good black folk.
She makes
good
black folk. Pie's a black woman. No.
Okay, the joke of the week, though, is 50 Cent dragging Vivica Fox ass through the mud because of what she said on the Andy Cohen show. She pretty much, Andy Cohen asked Vivica Fox, what does she think about 50 Cent saying that, you know, the ratings dropped on Empire because Vivica Fox is one of the new characters on Empire. What was her opinion on him saying that the ratings dropped because of the gay stuff? And she pretty much gave this face like, well, the kettle can't call a pot black.
Right.
Pretty much. And he's like, so are you saying that he's gay? And she's like, no, I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, you know, some of the shit that he did was unclear. Soon as she said, and then she brought up the cover with Soulja Boy and 50 Cent on it, talking about he's a booty snatcher and all kind of shit like that. And 50 Cent was like, okay, you want to play? We're going to play.
That's the wrong nigga to go
in. I don't know why niggas poke that bear.
No.
Let that nigga hibernate.
Like, he has been dragging her so hard through every ditch you can think of. And he said he's not going to stop. So
what's some of the stuff he was saying?
He pretty much was saying, that's where, okay, y'all know Charlamagne the guy put up, you know, all grown men should let somebody else lick their ass, like grow up. That's grown people shit.
Wait, what?
Charlamagne the guy.
So we just going to let that go?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
He's like, Charlamagne the guy said,
no, I really want
to. I can't state it verbatimly, but he said something about, like, you know, all women that's not licking ass should start licking ass, like, grow up.
What?
Pretty much. Because 50 Cent pretty much said that Vivica Fox was licking his asshole.
Oh.
Like, she ate his ass. Which is...
He said, oh, man.
Which is a little...
Oh, man.
The
world
is going crazy.
Right now. I'm like,
ape
shit
right now.
Like, crazy.
Because at first I didn't know what C. the guy was talking about, because I was like already, like, a little suspect about him. Like, is he on the... Yeah, that...
That cover right there. The one on XXL.
Hey, man, look.
He grabbing him kind of tight, though.
Right? She called him a booty snatcher.
But it is a... Yeah. I don't know. It's a picture, I guess.
But she apologized to Soulja Boy, but she's like, 50, screw you. It's going down. So they're going back and forth right now. But 50's not going to stop. 50,
the guy that came into the game clowning people.
Exactly.
Like, that's what he
Why would you
for.
Do that? Why?
That's what he's known for.
Putting her on blast, all kind of shit.
That's horrible.
But on to close it out, shout out to Pusha T for becoming the new president of Good Music.
Oh, dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Dope, dope. So, good shit for him, man.
That wraps it up for the Bliss Business.
All right, so let me do this. We mentioned a minute ago, or a couple minutes ago, that J-R-I-E-L-A, whatever.
J-R-I-E-L-A.
I'm sorry we're saying it wrong. We're going to have you out here and square this away. But this is the record called Turn Up That One, Inbox Music. If you want, submit your record. Info at homegrownradio.net. And we'll send you all the information and all that good shit. Right after this, we're going to come right back with the one and only Walter French.
The gold man.
You know what I'm saying? Far From Home is available right now. Going to grab that, support that. We're going to come right back. HomegrownRadio.net. Bring your radio back to its roots. At Homegrown Radio on Instagram or Twitter. And then Facebook.com/
Homegrown Radio Net.
Coming right back.
When I didn't return last fall as an artist, girl, I was producing and rearranging life, redecorating scenery that wasn't looking right. Some people through the day didn't make it through the night, and I wasn't getting paid, so you know I had to grind. Call it what you call it, I wasn't making music. What's that in your wallet, a juicy ass booty? Girl, you should have called me when I was feeling moody. Now I'm feeling groovy and looking like a new me. I used to make struggle raps cause I was struggling. Now I can't believe that that scratch keep coming in. The ratchet still holler where the D at. Holler back if you need that. Aw, baby, you should give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl. Give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl. Give it to me. One more time. Aw, baby, you should give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl. Give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
I've been living like every day is my birthday. Don't you wish the Inland Empire had a Kurt day? Well, maybe that's just me. This ain't even my birthplace, but I call it home, and the homies know my first name. Mr. Curtis King, you spell out with two S's. You spell it with one, I give your number to collections. My nigga, I'm straight. I don't need your blessing, and I don't like your rapper name. Hop about the session. Mobbing down the block like a running politician. Kids love the king, and the king love the chilling. Only thing I probably love more is the milfies. Don't ask me what that mean, kid, is cause my mind is filthy. And your mama sexy. Go play by the swings. While me and through my dread discuss a few things. Don't they ask that through no over your girl, like you a freak? All I really need to know, cause baby, you are complete. And I'm thinking you should give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, baby, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl, give it to me. One more time, oh, baby, you should give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, girl, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, baby, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Huh? You love it?
I do.
Wait, hold on, what's going on? We playing Matchmaker, what's going on?
I'm sorry.
Take these mics back on. Oh, I just heard I love.
Hello.
He's like,
hello. Radio.net, bringing radio back to its roots. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, Miss Bliss, up in here.
Wild to
friends.
Wild to friends.
Wild time. I'm always
That's what it sounds like. I'm done.
Right.
Wild time.
Wild time.
Forever Moments available right now. It's on homegrownradio.net. It's on. You got a website that they can grab it on too?
WaltzerFrench.com.
There we go. That was a test. I love artists like yourself that have everything together.
Oh man, you
in
got
terms
to.
Of the website and all that, man. The social media, man. You're really big on that too. Just the way you present things, you know, even the campaign from when you were dropping and you did the Instagram videos, funny. The grams and whatnot. But just talk about that. You know, why is that an important piece to your story?
Nah, just because, you know, I'm real family-oriented type person. Mm-hmm. Like even when I meet you guys, I'm like, man, that's fam. That's
right.
Fam. Like, you know, camaraderie type type cat. So, I don't know. It was just, like, cool, like, having, like, a character play, like, my grandmother and promoting it. That's how grandmas talk about their grandkids or whatnot like that. And it was... The album's called Far From Home, you know what I mean? It's about, you know, being far from home or whatnot. And so it was just cool. It was like, and social media's taking over the world right now. So it was like, and these memes and comedy skits, it was like, what's the best way to give everybody, you know, what they're already loving?
Right.
You know what I mean? Just do some comedy skits and talk about the album.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's just as important as the music itself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, if you can't attack that lane or really catch up to it, you already lost the race.
Yeah, it's more important now. Though.
Exactly.
That's the crazy thing about it. Like,
yeah.
If you're not on your phone, like I was around King Batch one time when I did Black Jesus, the TV show. And this dude, man, like you look at his Instagram or anything, it's like 4.4 million
right,
or whatnot.
Right.
And it's like when you see him in person, like you know why.
Right.
He's on his phone nonstop. He's always thinking about the next skit.
God damn.
Thought the world was about to end.
Was
you don't even
real.
Know. You don't even know.
We was like, what the fuck is
what just happened?
That's why we need new sponsors. Shout out to Homegrown Radio. We need some sponsors so we can get some new mics.
Oh, they coming.
That motherfucker just fell.
It's coming.
no, but it's funny that you said that because I ran into Slink last night. We seen him at Lux Thing.
Yeah. He cool cat, too.
Always on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's funny is that he's on when it's important, too. Mm-hmm. Turn on the Snapchat, I was like, yo, Black Jesus in the house. And he just before that, he was calm as shit. Turn on the camera, he just said some outlandish shit, and it was like, yo, okay, I see why you're doing what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's the same thing, like you said, with King Batch. You know, it's like, if you don't know how to, you know, if you don't, this is why they're doing what they do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They figured a way to make themselves relevant and take over within this time frame with this tool that's fucking free anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Free internet is all the way, like, it's just... I don't know, I respected him a million after I seen it. Yeah. Like, wow, like non-stop on your phone.
Got you. Now let's talk more about Far From Home, man.
Yep.
With the production side of things, man, constructing this. You said you started from scratch, you know what I'm saying? Really, as far as creating this, how long did it take you to actually put this body of work together?
Shoot, probably like a month, maybe.
For real?
Maybe less than a month, probably.
So you one of them.
Man, you put me in a studio.
You wanted that.
All day, I might come up with an album.
That's crazy.
What?
Well,
music
know,
is, man, not trying to be like,
go
you
ahead.
Know, uppity or cocky or nothing like that.
It's cool.
Music,
get that
to
off.
Me, like the way it comes to me, is just, I don't know, it's just so easy. Like, it's just like, it was just, it's just sent down to me. And I don't know. I love it. Like, it's just crazy.
Now, it's wild that you're able to do that, man, because I've seen people get in really tough situations, like writer's block or whatever.
I don't even know what that is.
You're like, what the fuck is a writer's block?
I don't even know what that is.
Do you think you just haven't experienced it yet?
You know what? My writer's block, what I go through is after I do a bunch of music, I don't do any music for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I think I go into this cocoon and I come out as a new, like,
You be pimping your own butterfly?
When I come out.
Pimping your own butterfly and shit?
But nah, when I come out of that, like, it's always, like, I always evolve, and that's what's cool. I think right now I'm in that stage.
Gotcha.
The business side, the social media side, getting all that stuff, promotion and things like that, getting that, and then when it's time to do some more music, then.
Do you care to speak on, like, your previous situation, why that didn't work out, and what you learned from that situation?
Things signed.
Okay.
It could be a good thing. It could be the worst thing in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I don't know. Some things, it just, you know, the right things didn't happen. And when I first signed, I didn't have a manager. And it was just me by myself and cats around me. Like, you know, oh, do this, do that. Like, it's, and for me, coming from not being from L.A., coming to L.A., and being able to have, you know, a good label, wealthy label, just to be like, yo, we love what you're doing, da-da-da. We want to sign you. And it was like, to me, it was like, wow, like life is finna change.
Yeah.
And it didn't change. Just for the simple fact that I learned a lot in this industry. Like, if certain things don't go in place or in the right position, the right place, it's just not going to work. And it just, you know, some hard-headed people in this business, and, you know, they don't want to listen or take any advice. And
Now, playing devil's advocate, though, like, being on the label, you said that these people got money. Was it a situation where we've heard in the past with other situations where, okay, you've been signed, but we have priority right now. We want to make sure that this artist is good and doing their thing before we get down the line to where Walter French is at.
Well, I was the first artist signed.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well.
So that's not even really an excuse at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I, you know, there's certain things that we could sit here and say.
Craig Mack was signed to Bad Boy first. Biggie Kane.
Yeah.
Priority.
Well, another artist did come in. You know what I mean? But I don't know that was the reason why everything didn't go. But, you know, there's a lot of things that I could say, a lot of things I can't say. So, but, you know, I'm glad that I was even in a situation at all anyway, because, like, even Salas always telling me, like, you skipped a whole bunch of steps. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't go to your trunk. You wasn't selling these records. Right, you wasn't in the streets every single day. You just made good music, and someone with money was like, yeah, we want to sign you.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, like, everything that other artists are really out here doing, grinding, I never even knew.
Now, do you think that hinders you, or do you think that gives you an advantage?
I think it's both, truthfully. You know, I think it's both. I think it's like, okay, you see what to sign, what not to sign. You see how to talk to these label cats. You see how the industry's really running. But then, like, I was just, when I was in the streets, I didn't really know everything, really, what to do as an artist. You know what I mean? Outside of not having money. Like, when you don't have money, there's a bunch of different things that you really have to do. And right. I never had to do those things.
Now, if you had to go back to that moment, you know, prior to signing, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to Walter French before picking up that pen and signing?
Wait for Salas and Head to come along.
wait for these niggas. They around. They somewhere. Wait for these motherfuckers. They
just
here.
Just wait. Because these, you know, there's going to be some strong cats that's going to come along and actually really believe. Like,
gotcha.
I feel like a lot of people believe in me. And, but, you know,
yeah, exactly.
You know, someone's like, yo, man, you the best radio guy ever. But then it's like, you're not doing nothing to help.
Right.
And then it's these guys that's really like, yo, you tight. Mm-hmm. Like, you dope. And then they only tell me that once.
Yeah.
And then they joking on me, clowning on me, having me around. And then telling me what to change, what not to do, what to do. So, you know, I've not bumped my head as much as I would have if it wasn't for those guys.
Damn.
It's crazy.
These motherfuckers getting some nice pats on the backs over here. Well deserved, though. Well deserved.
I just refuse to fuck with people who don't listen. So I rather
that makes a lot of sense too. Like, there's a lot.
It's just, oh my god, it's the worst.
Nah, I mean that's definitely one of the things that's annoying when you have to deal with you know, different people that you run into. You know, give them some sound advice, whether they ask for it or not in some cases. And in a lot of cases, they do ask for it and don't follow the advice.
Man,
it's like,
come on, I just had this conversation earlier in reference to what Walter is talking about. And you know what I said at the end of the conversation? Clearly, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Clearly, right?
It's clear. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It had to make you feel stupid. It'll be like, yeah, he'll say something like that. I guess I don't know what I'm doing. You'll be like, wait, no, you do. I, you know what I mean? So I've seen him get somebody bad. You remember, right? He got somebody so bad and they couldn't say nothing. He said, yeah, you right.
Exactly. You got me on that one.
Oh, and then for the record, my song is on Head's hit list because it's a good song, not because they mess with me. I just want to put that out there because this nigga Head would not put nothing on does not believe.
No, that's straight up. That's straight up and down, for real. And I'm glad you clarified that because there's a lot of DMing going on and folks that just think that that's all that's needed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look out for the homie. Put me on.
Yeah, come on, man.
Nah.
Get away from that.
They should know by now that ain't happening.
Now, we got some more songs we can play.
Yeah.
Let's get into some more tracks, man. Go on and let them know how they can get in contact with you again. Everything on WalterFrench.com.
Everything, man. Every social media is just Walter French.
Okay.
Like, that's just Google that, and then all that stuff will come up.
Absolutely, man. We're going to come right back. Walter French in the house. So we got time for some real bars with Walter. Can we do real bars with Walter French? Maybe. Sometime. All right. Whatever. We're going to come right back. HomegrownRadio.net.
Damn, homegrown.
Bring radio back to its roots. Walter French in the building, man. Let's go.
Head can't stand you.
HomegrownRadio.net. Bringing radio back to its roots.
A lot of bad thoughts, just a bunch of negatives. Is it my fault that I can't get rid of it? There's so much pressure on me, surrounded by so many phonies. I can't worry about the homie. Average life in a life, gotta get your money. I kinda feel like I'm making an impact. They respect me, but they don't even know me. You about getting to the top, really? Show me, cause this game don't play no games. You a walking persona. To be a rapper, you don't need no game. Cause the ones that live that life will snatch your chain.
Through this too long, through this too long. Been everywhere, but I still feel low. May fall, but I stay strong. No matter where I go, feels like I'm far from home. Pack your bags, pack your bags, pack your bags. Let's go.
City to city, state to state, we covering grind. I'm finna be in that category. When my music's never to turn down, but to turn up. Whatever that means. You ain't heard of us, baby. This MD's, we been getting it for a minute since the beginning. Taking flights back and forth, feel like a game of tennis. When I'm home, I'm away. And when I'm awake, I'm home. When you down, they never gonna pick up the phone. I ain't backing down, I never leave them alone. I just hope that they home. When I kick in, they go. Yeah.
Through this too long, through this too long. Been everywhere, but I still feel alone. May fall, but I stay strong. Let's
you get them bags.
Wait, you got the string like this?
Pack. Pack your motherfucking
I can't
do bags.
You should have
should have me in the studio, bro.
Yo, do it again, Trey.
Pack your goddamn bags.
And you actually
she
okay.
gonna say you gon'
Hey, they are dumb as fuck.
Wait. So, that's the funniest shit ever.
Head was waiting.
That pause is killer.
Wait, do it again, Chuck.
The pause is killer.
Now we you know, nah.
Come on, Chuck, the last time.
This for Snapchat.
You know, it's time to do though, man. No, I do wanna gotta ask you a question. Before
go ahead.
Before 2000, before the year ends, Walter French has to do what? It's like you got a month left. Before the year ends, you got to make sure you do what?
He said a month.
A month with an F.
Make some type of impact for this Like Me record and let it move on to next year and keep pushing it super hard and just making an impact, really.
Got you. Is there anything that you want people to know about you as an artist, this record, you know, anything that we didn't cover that you want to make sure that they know about? Maybe we can list off the producers, you know, who helped you work on this to get this product out as well.
The Music Doctors did basically all of them except one.
Okay.
One of the records was done by AV. Mm-hmm. That's the Power record. But she was just really Music Doctors who I've been working with ever since I actually been in LA. So,
do you find it easier to keep it consistent with one person or the same core of people, or do you like to reach out to different producers to, you know, give you work?
I've reached out to different producers, but I don't know, just at that time when I had just, because remember I told you I had recorded a whole different album.
Right.
That was a whole different producer doing that with the Music Doctors and some other producers out in Atlanta. But I'm not saying that it's easier, but at that time it was like, yo, we was fighting to make some whole new bed of music, and it was just me and them, and it was just like, yo, let's just get it in.
Who's the Music Doctors?
Lewis and Andre.
Are they from Cali?
Yeah, no, they're from St. Louis.
Okay.
They've been living out here for maybe like 5 years now.
I'm gonna have to check them out.
Music Doctors,
the
man.
Music Doctors.
But is there anything else that you want to tell people, man, before we get up out of here that you want the folks to know about Walter French, about the Far From Home project, or just anything in general, man? You got any shows coming up, anything that people can actually see?
No shows right now, man, but that's, you know, everything like that, we getting settled. You know, at the end of the year, stuff starts calming down. Yeah. So, top of the year, man, just...
Tour.
Just get ready, because, man, I don't know. I'm finna go so ham. It's not about even, like...
Press on the gas, huh?
Oh, my God.
Well, you got the body of work. You got everything lined up, man. I mean, we're always proud to see the progression, man, and just keep doing your thing. From you having one record, and obviously some things in the can, but really pushing that one song to now having a body of work that's actually out. Cause I know that was important for you to actually get some material out there. So you did that. You
I've been
got
dying
it
all year.
Yeah,
man.
You got that message out. So are you in the studio recording? Or you said you stopped as of right now.
Not right now.
Cocoon
not.
Process.
Yeah, not yeah. Cocoon.
But
process,
I mean, you still you work on putting this out.
Working on what I have now. Got like, it. I think that's what some advice for artists. Just like when you putting out something, I always see some guy put out like this my single, and then 3 weeks later like this my new single, and it's like nah, like that record sometimes it takes six months, a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just this Like Me record, I really believe in it. Like, these guys believe in it. And that's kind of like one of the first times it's really been that so many people really believe in it. So I'm just, you know, I'm just going to work that.
Gotcha. You know what time it is, right?
Time to go home.
Time for you to pack your goddamn bag!
Pack your bag!
Pack your motherfucking bag! It's been Will Walter French. But right now, for Homegrown Radio, Far From Home is out right now, but you got to pack your bags.
Help out, man. Check out
Tyler. Hey, that's the new one.
DJ Head, Miss Bliss. Thank you, Walter French, coming
thank
on through
you,
Far
Chuck.
From Home. Available right now. It's check out time. We out.
Call all the niggas, tell us to meet them downstairs. Hey, tell the valet, bring the Benz around. Hey, corrupt, y'all niggas driving, y'all flying back. What's up,
man? Man, I'm rolling, man. Fuck
hey, psych, nigga, come on, man. Get up out the bathroom, fool.
Fuck
Let's go.
I lost some money.
Oh, no.
plans and yawning. Just another sunny day in California. I got my mind focused on some papers while I'm at the sexy capers. Give a holler to the moochies last night and tried to rape us. Sweeties rap, lyrics take us. Plus room all up in Vegas. I'm a boss player. Death before I let these bitches break us. Last night was like a fantasy. Alize and Hennessy, a hoochie and a homie. Dirty dancing with my man and me. Told her I was interested. Picture all the shit we did. I caught a hot horny all up on me. What a freaky bitch. First you argue, then I fight it. Till you lick me where I like it. Got a nigga all excited. It don't matter, just don't bite it. I never got to check out the scene. Too busy trying to dig a hole in your jeans. Now it seems it's checkout time.
They label me an outlaw, so it's time for the panty raid. My fantasies came true. But then it on a man, I escapaded, did it all in too soon. All the homies running through the halls, room to room. So I assume, since I'm a player like my nigga Psych, then it's only right for me to disappear into the night. My game's trump tight, so if I find time to recline, sneak in your room, instant massage, sip wines of all kinds. I ain't got that much time, so hurry up and pop the dime and let me hit it from behind. Since I'm only here for one night, I got to get you hot and heated. Play like Michael Jackson and beat it. One more thing I like to mention, I'm done and I'm out cause there's someone else who deserves my attention. So all the homies round up in the lobby, cause busting bitches is a hobby. Nigga, it's checkout time. Hey yo man, pop, hey, where the fuck is Daz at, man? This nigga locked up with something.
Yo,
don't even wanna leave. Yo man, it's checkout time. It's time to get out this motherfucker. See them bitches? We out, man.
I'm living the life of a boss player. The front desk calling, but I'm checking out later. My behavior's crazy for what you did to me, baby. If walls could talk, they'd say you tried to fade me. I'm putting in work, but didn't hurt from the jacuzzi to the bed. Caressing your thoughts, cause I'm living fed. Heard what I said? Passion is crashing the room. From the liquor we consume, I heard a boom. I'm blacking out, you yelling out, big psych daddy. We did it in the caddy on the highway, my way. I'm lost in a dream, so it seemed to be the night. Five bottles of crystal and I'm still tight. Out of sight from pocket corrupt. As I get it up, once the door's closed, you're stuck. In a heady, sticky situation. Get up, baby. You ain't on vacation. It's checkout time.
We gotta go. We gotta go.
It's checkout time. Hey, pop. Nigga, where my motherfucking... Where my shoes go, nigga? Where my motherfucking drawers and shit at, man? Where y'all niggas playing party and two fucking mother? Fuck y'all doing?